Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my infinite pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, those who listen to us on the World Service or tune in and hear us on the Internet. And also it's a huge pleasure to welcome four individual, exciting, clever, talented players of the game who are going to display their wit and humour and their skill with words as they speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And those four people are Jenny Eclair and Ross Noble, Tony Hawkes and Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. And sitting beside me is Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Palace Theatre in Westcliff. And we have a good Essex audience here as we begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, something to write home about. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I used to do a lot of writing home. Dear Mother, yesterday I ate a Bakewell tart. Or affectionate father.
Ross, challenge.
Did he hesitate?
Ross, you have a correct challenge. And you have 52 seconds. You get a point, of course, for a correct challenge. To take over the subject, something to write home about, starting now.
Having something to write home about is all very well, unless, of course, you live on your own, in which case it's quite a depressing thing. You return back to your place of residence and walk through the door to find masses of letters just saying, oh, I've had a great time, but you haven't really. It's also very unpleasing to your personal mindset.
Jenny, challenge.
You could drive a bus through that. Pause, couldn't you, Nicholas?
No, you couldn't drive a bus, but he did pause.
He did pause.
Jenny, we interpret that slurring as a hesitation, so you have the subject of something to write home about. You have a point, of course, and 30 seconds available starting now.
Dear Mum, can I have some money? Love, Jenny. I think to have something to write home about means, as a euphemism, a significant thing has happened in your life that you need to alert your loved ones to. Possibly you've been on holiday and met a lovely Brazilian girl, and you need to tell the wife, sorry, I've lived with you for 30 years and hated you for 29 and a half of those, so I'm leaving you for this beauty. That would be something to write home about, and the recipient.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Jenny Eclair, and Jenny, you're in second place. You've got 2 points. Ross Noble has 3 points, and Ross, it's also your turn to begin. So would you tell us something about amusement arcades? 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Amusement arcades are a good place to win teddy bears that clearly contravene every safety regulation that has ever been invented. There you go there, kiddie. Have a lovely toy from me. You rip the head off, there's a great big spike sticking out. Don't put it too close to the fire or it will slowly melt. Its face changing ever so slightly as the heat affects the synthetic fibres. This, of course, can be good fun as it looks quizzical and then sad, then hopeful, and at the same time ponderous at the possibilities that it could have endured had it not been taken back to your place with a fire.
So, Tony, you challenge.
Yes, I did brilliantly, but there was a slight hesitation.
There was a hesitation. Yes, he kept going magnificently for 38 seconds, but and the audience enjoyed it. You showed that by the applause. But, Tony, you have a correct challenge. You have a point, of course. You have amusement arcades to tell us, talk on, and there are 22 seconds starting now.
I imagine there are a lot of amusement arcades in this general area where we find ourselves tonight, Westcliff-on-Sea or Southend. But I don't visit them. I have to say you see very little amusement in there, just people getting a little bit irritated. 20p in there, and I nearly had that thing with the grabby, but it didn't get it, and the cow fell over, and I've lost it, and I'm now going to go and change a pound, and I don't know what.
So Tony Hawkes was speaking as a whistle wing, gained the extra point. He's equal with Jenny Eclair. Ross is in the lead, and Jenny, it's your turn to begin. The subject now, puppy love. Tell us something about puppy love in this game, starting now.
And they called it puppy love, just because we're in our teens. Oh, why can't I make them see this is not a puppy dream?
Tony, you've challenged.
Deviation from the correct tune.
I can't help it.
God, I did hope someone was going to stop
it. No, it's a good thing. I've got a car sticker because of that. I can't sing, I'm tone deaf, and it's not fair to laugh.
I don't think it's sensible to start. But, Tony, I agree with your challenge of deviation. And with relief, I say, yes, you have a point on the subject. I should explain to our listeners that awe and gasp from the audience was because Jenny pretended to be upset and overwhelmed and left the stage here at Westcliff.
Professionalism means that I will
So
continue.
She has returned. I wouldn't bother to go in for pop idol if they ask you. Jenny. Tony, 47 seconds are available. Tell us something about puppy love starting now.
And they call puppy love just because... Oh, I'd love to play that at the Westcliff-on-Sea Palace Theatre.
Ross Challenge.
He deviated from the words. Just because we're in our teens, not in Westcliff-on-Sea.
Yeah, but he stopped doing the lyrics.
He didn't sing the full song. He went
stopped.
Into something about
no,
Westcliff, which wasn't in the original.
He broke off from... singing the song in tune to say, I'd like to do that at the Westcliff on Palace Theatre. It wasn't a correct challenge. Tony, you have a point. You have the subject still. Puppy love, 37 seconds, starting now.
You're a sad little 11-year-old at school and you fancy Alison Wilcox like nobody's business. It is a case of puppy love, and every time I went to say hello to her, she rejected me. Oh, my goodness, I can feel the sadness in this very room. Your theatre, call it what you will. But it was puppy love, all right, and I suffered more than anybody else ever did, and it looked like Janet was going to blow the whistle then, but she didn't. Did you just... You went like that. You teased me with the whistle.
Yes.
I thought, I'll relax, I've nearly done it.
This is what they do for listeners. They watch Janet, and when she picks up the whistle, they think it's only 2 seconds to go. Mm. But she did a little naughty there, didn't you, Janet? Well, anyway, Jenny challenged first.
Yeah.
What was it?
Deviation and two Janets.
Well, that's
wasn't his girlfriend called Janet?
No,
oh,
was, no.
Oh, damn.
Is your challenge hesitation?
Yes, hesitation and deviation.
No, you. What was your first challenge?
What was
deviation.
What was my challenge?
I have absolutely no idea.
But you told me to. Yeah. You nudged me.
Jenny, your first challenge was deviation.
Deviation.
I'm sorry, I can't accept it.
That's the second time I've been made to cry.
Within this game, I do have to accept the first challenge someone gives. He hesitated, but you didn't have him for that. 12 seconds still with you on Puppy Love. Tony, starting now.
Donny Osmond had a big hit with that song, and it was memorable. 1972, someone might pick me up on that, but I don't think they...
Jenny has...
1973.
It's actually 1971.
Oh. I was already lying about my age back then.
Right. I don't think we charge any points on that, and let Tony keep the subject. And there are 5 seconds on Puppy Love, starting now.
But if I could have held her hand in that playground, I would have...
Oh, yes, Clem, a challenge.
We've had a playground.
Yes, you were in the playground before, yes, when you went up to this Puppy Love. And Clem's got him with 1 second to go. Someone clapped, I don't know why. And the others were groaning. But still, Clement, you have 1 second. Puppy love starting now.
Immature.
Clement Freud speaking as the whistle went. Gained an extra point. He's equal with Ross Noble in second place behind Tony Hawks, our leader, and 1 point ahead of Jenny Clare, who's in fourth place. I never know if two people are equal in second place for the next person's third or fourth.
It's not important information for you to know, Nicholas. You're only the host of a quiz show where you have to count.
Tony, I'd like you to take the subject of Esperanto. I'm sure you can speak it. If not, tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now.
Am facut un pariu ke voi bate la tennis pitus dina keeper nationali di football vretsatsu katskumine. Is, of course, Esperanto for I've taken on a bet I can beat the entire Moldovan national football team at tennis. Will you play with me? I learned this for a very specific reason. I'd always wanted to speak Esperanto, great admirer of Zamenhof. who was the Polish physician who came up with this peculiar little thing where they spoke almost a bit of romance and then other things. Hello.
Ross.
Ross.
He went,
I know. He was giving us so much interesting information.
I should tell you, it wasn't Esperanto at all. It was Romanian.
I recognise that, but it was not my position to say so. Ross, you challenge first. 25 seconds on Esperanto starting now.
I once attempted to learn Esperanto. I went down to my local bookshop and bought a tape. Unfortunately, the player that I was using's batteries were very low, so all I can say is...
Terman challenge.
It was repetition.
I think it was repetition. It sounded like...
And I think no, it was... Let me do it again. Yeah. I'll translate.
I'd like a coffee.
I think you elongated the vowel sign to such an extent. I know it was a demonstration. I've got an impossible decision here. I think the fairest thing to do is to give both of you a point, because it could have been interpreted as deviation, but you illustrated that it wasn't. Hesitation, I mean. Ross, you continue with 11 seconds on Esperanto, starting now.
Well, I got home and powered up that particular...
Jenny challenge.
Got home twice.
I did get home twice.
You got home.
I got two homes. And
Jenny, you've got him with 9 seconds on Esperanto, starting now.
I think even if they made it law, us Brits wouldn't bother speaking it. We'd just point and shout louder, because that's what we call communication.
So Jenny Eclair speaking as the whistle when she was training a little before, but she's now catching up the other three, who are actually all equal, 1 point ahead of her in the lead. And it is Clement's turn to begin. Clement Freud, would you speak on My Childhood Sweetheart? 60 seconds, starting now.
When I was about 12 years old, in the village of Warswick in East Suffolk, where I then lived and live now, I had a childhood...
Oh, yes,
it was lived.
Lived now.
Oh, he's done it again. Damn you,
what a repetition. Bad luck, Ross. 51 seconds, still with you, Clement. My childhood sweetheart, starting now.
My childhood sweetheart was called Julie, and I was deeply fond of her and wrote to her from school. And then I learnt that there are so many billion people in the world, and the likelihood of my ending up with someone who lived in the same community that I did. I said lived twice. And
it was Tony who challenged first.
Yes, I think it was a repetition of lived, you know. I really know.
And Clement very generously drew everybody's attention to it. 31 seconds. You've talked a bit about your childhood sweetheart, so tell us a bit more, Tony, starting now.
Yes, I've already begun to speak on this subject in a previous round. Alison Wilcox, lovely little girl she was, and I took her out one day. I was only 12 years old, didn't know really how to go about taking a girl on a date. So I took her to see a...
Jenny challenge.
Who talks?
No, it was taking, take.
Yeah, but you...
No, taking, and you
take. Taking, taking,
no, he was taking, and then take. And now it's took. Oh. It's a tough game. Sorry, Jenny. A point to Tony still. 16 seconds, my childhood sweetheart, starting now.
And she wouldn't come with me because she was out with Julie, the girl...
Clement Troy challenge.
She...
She, yes.
She wouldn't, she was...
There were too many she's, Tony, and Clement has 13 seconds to tell us about my childhood sweetheart, starting now.
I had another childhood sweetheart whose name was Alicia, Felicia, Delicia, and was absolutely charming, one of the nicest, and her feet...
Clement Freud speaks as the whistle went to gain an extra point, and he has increased his lead. He's just ahead of Tony Hawkes, Ross Noble and Jenny Eclair in that order. Ross, will you take the next round? The subject is muscle builders. Can you tell us something about muscle builders in this game, starting now?
Muscle builders are a ridiculous idea. Making seafood, do odd jobs around the house. It just simple. Whatever next? Will we have prawns laying patios? Whelks outside putting a decking in the back garden? It's simply preposterous. Jellied eels will be turning up, giving you a quote on a loft installation system. I think that this sort of carry-on should be outlawed. People talk about cowboys, but I think that the deep-sea activities of these particular creatures is bang out of order.
Clown. Lemon, you interrupted this flow. What have you challenged for?
Deviation.
Why?
Muscles are shallow, not deep-sea.
Yeah, but we could have interpreted the fact that she could have had deep-sea characters coming up to quote as well. So what I think we'd do is... I suppose, to be fair within the rules of just a minute, it was just that he was going so well. Give Ross a bonus point for that wonderful piece of improvisation that he did. And Clement Freud has a point for a correct challenge, and he has 28 seconds starting now.
You have to have muscles to begin with. A muscle builder is really pretty hopeless if you are fat and flabby and have no muscles in your legs or arms, let alone shoulders, neck, rib cage.
Ross challenged.
Muscles in your rib cage?
Yes, you do.
There are little muscles in your rib cage, you know. Yes, they're very small ones.
I'll say we have an autopsy. I'm not happy until we've had an autopsy.
I must explain to our listeners that Ginny was actually demonstrating with her ribs, you know. She bared them and showed them to Ross.
I've actually hurt myself quite badly with that demonstration. May I have a point?
No. Clement, another point to you, because incorrect challenge, 10 seconds. Muscle builders starting now.
If you join a gymnasium, which is pretty expensive, especially in London or cities of...
Ross challenge.
The YMCA offer reasonable prices for all coaches here. Due to a membership scheme. Can I have the subject back, please?
For hesitation?
Yeah, if you like.
Right, hesitation, it was correct. 4 seconds on muscle builders with you, Ross, starting now.
Make sure you don't confuse steroids with steroids, because that can cause a lot of problems.
So Ross Noble, speaking as a whistle went, has got points. He's just 2 behind our leader, Clement Freud, and just ahead of Tony Hawks and Jenny Eclair. And Jenny, your turn to begin. The subject... good turns. Tell us something about good turns in this game, starting now.
My idea of a good turn is a 360-degree spin on a 6-inch stiletto. Hey, yeah, watch that. If you're a scout or a brownie, you're brought up to believe good turns are a Christian thing to do. They're so dull, they usually involve picking up a pound of cod for an invalid from the fishmongers. I would rather lend somebody 50 quid cash than do them a good turn. The thing when people do you good turns is that they inevitably, 6 months later, they say, ah, but can you look after my dog while I go on holiday? And a smelly beast comes round and tries to have sex on your leg, and that's just your friend's husband. But I would, honestly, rather donate money.
Thank you. Ross, your challenge. A
repetition of rather.
Yes, rather. You did say rather, yes, before.
Only because I would rather.
Yes. So, Ross, you've got in on good turns, and there are 16 seconds to tell us something about it, starting now.
Good turns can be found in the following roads. The A13, 127, B2943.
Tony, challenge.
Repetition of two.
Yes, two.
But I was reading it off a sign as one. You're right, though.
I know, yes.
And they're all straight roads, so I was cleverly pulling a tricky trick.
Yes, right. So many other numbers you could have chosen, but Tony, you've got in with 8 seconds on good turns, starting now.
One good turn deserves another, so when somebody does one for me, I say, do it again, pal, I want all the goodness that's coming.
Clement,
I'm not
challenge.
Stopping, I'm going, I'm on a roll now, I'm just going...
No, Clement's challenged you, your roll stopped.
Oh. Repetition of one.
Yes, it was one, too many ones there. So Clement's got in with 2 seconds to go. On good turn, starting now.
The foxtrot involves...
So Clement Freud, speaking as a whistle win, got extra points as well as the others in the round. He's increased his lead. Tony Hawks, it's your turn to begin. And the subject here now is tear jerkers. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Some people go to the cinema to be frightened. Some to the theatre to be scared on occasions like tonight. But they might actually visit one of these establishments in order to cry. The tear jerker is designed specifically for this. Let's think of some. The loves...
Clement's challenge.
There's the third sum.
That's true.
I never supposed to.
So, Clement, you got in with another point and 42 seconds available. Tearjerkers starting now.
I cry at almost every film that I've ever seen. The Wizard of Oz.
Only one film, Clement.
I was thinking about National Velvet reduces me.
Right, but Tony got in on the hesitation. Yes. 35 seconds starting now.
Ring of Bright Water was a particularly sad film. I watched it when I was 11.
Ross challenge.
Repetition of film.
Yes, you mentioned the film before. So, Ross, the correct challenge. You've got in with 31 seconds on tearjerkers starting now.
Tearjerkers are people who like to spoil wedding cakes. That's right. They walk up, take the middle section of that particular cake and then whip it back like that. Very good. And there'll be a bride at the other side turning round and she will see what has happened to that lovely piece of confectionery style eating type cake.
Still. Jenny's challenging.
I think it was a repetition of piece of cake earlier, and then that piece of confectionery style thing you didn't want to avoid.
Oh, you're good.
Quite true, but they loved it, didn't they? So his improvisation was brilliant, but he didn't keep him going. And 12 seconds available for you, Tony, on tearjerkers starting now.
The Wizard of Oz is a movie which made Clement cry, and why not the Tin Man himself when he walked down past Dorothy, his lovely metal stuff jangling.
So Tony Hawkes speaking as the whistle with other points. He's now moving forward. He's only two behind Anita Clement Freud, one ahead of Ross Noble, and two or three more ahead of Jenny Eclair. That's the sequence as Clement begins the next round, which is recycling. Clement, tell us something about recycling in just a minute, starting now.
Recycling, I would like to remind listeners of the Tour de France, which is a sensationally exciting race involving bicycles that go all over France.
Ross challenge.
No, they follow a specific route.
Very good challenge, but I think that I've got to give the benefit of the doubt to Clement and say you have recycling still and you have 46 seconds starting now.
There are in some villages and towns, also cities, bins made of either rubber or wood, even metal, which are for recycling. It says tin, cardboard, paper, rubbish. Excellent people who really care about the environment and have the well-being of their neighbours at heart. Recycle like you wouldn't guess.
Jenny Chan.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with that one, Jenny. So there was a hesitation. You have recycling. You have 10 seconds starting now.
Domestically, I'm not much of a recycler. I start off with great intentions. The next thing I know, there are 592 empty wine bottles in my hall.
Jenny Eclair got the point for speaking as the whistle went, as well as others in the round. She's moved forward. So, Ross, I think it's your turn to begin. So would you take the final round, which is my early years? Tell us something about your early years, starting now.
I was a little bit like Lord Greystoke. I was brought up by monkeys. And that's unusual for people to believe in the Newcastle area, but there are quite a lot of wild simians in that particular vicinity. There were many occasions where I remember my early years, like the time my father took me to St. James's Park, wrapped up in a hat and a scarf, and that's where I got my dream of being a knitwear model. We would go down. It was a ridiculous thing, though, really, considering that we were monkeys and we had lots... I've said monkeys twice.
So, Tony, you interrupted the flow, yes.
Repetition of monkeys?
Yes, monkey, yes, right. And you have 16 seconds available. My early years are starting now.
There were marked similarities between my early years and my later years. Each were 365 days in length.
Clement challenge.
Leap year. Some of them were 366.
Yeah, but he might have been going on to say that, mightn't he?
No.
it's an evil decision, because... No, he said some of them 365 days each. Each year. yeah. in between.
Each of them were, yes. Let's give it to Clement, shall we?
I think he's dead keen to have it. He's just in the lead, and he's now gone further in the lead. 7 seconds, my early years, Clement, starting now.
My early years were really a very long time ago, by virtue of the fact that my late years are upon me now.
I said a little while ago it was the last round, so the final situation is to say how they all finished up. But let me say before we start, they're all winners, but one will have most points, and we give them an extra round of applause. In fourth place was Jenny Eclair. She was just behind Ross Noble. He was 4 points behind Tony Hawks, and he was only 3 points behind Clement Freud. So, Clement, you are a judge to be out in the lead and get that extra special round of applause. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Jenny Eclair, Ross Noble, Tony Hawks and Clement Freud. And we are very grateful to this lovely Essex audience here in the Palace Theatre at Westcliff-on-Sea. So our lovely audience, send it out and a round of applause from me, Nicholas Parsons. Tune in the next time we all play Just a Minute.